For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Officials are now planning for the summit between President Trump and Kim Jong-un to occur in Singapore. At this time, no date has been announced. Ahead of the meeting was the release of three American prisoners in Pyongyang. The president chose to meet them upon arrival.
Nobody thought this was going to happen. And I appreciate Kim Jong-un doing this and allowing them to go.
The three Americans, Tony Kim, Kim Dong-chul, and Kim Hak-song, in a statement, thanked the Secretary of State, the President, and the U.S. government for their release. They also thanked their family and friends for praying for their return. President Trump will host South Korea's President Moon Jae-in at the White House on May 22nd. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Want to add three more days to your weekend? Then get on board a free luxury cruise today. Your dream destination, meals, and adventure are all included free when you buy the book 5-Day Weekend. Why is New York Times bestselling author Garrett Gunderson and Nick Halig giving away thousands of luxury cruise tickets? Simple. They've created an online community they want you to benefit from. No, you don't have to read the book or join the community to enjoy your free cruise. Use the ticket when you want, how you want, and with who you want. They're confident after you apply just three of their 16 proven wealth-building strategies in the book, you'll improve your cash flow in just 30 days, so you'll join the online 5DW community. That's why the authors can afford to be generous and give you a luxury cruise ticket at their expense. Call 1-800-598-5129, 1-800-598-5129. Buy a copy of 5-Day Weekend, and you'll get a free 3-day cruise ticket for processing and tax. That's 1-800-598-5129, or log on to cruisenow.info. That's cruisenow.info, cruisenow.info.
Hawaii Governor David Ige is announcing more plans as the Big Island faces hardships as Kilauea volcano continues to ooze lava.
We are preparing alternatives for temporary roads and highways should Highway 130 or 132 become impassable. And, you know, we've identified farm roads and other roads that might be suitable for a temporary bypass.
Two new lava cracks have opened up, forcing more evacuations. A supply of EpiPens is running low in many places. The FDA says there are problems at Mylan, the maker of the auto-injector. Allergy doctor James Baker says,
you can go into shock within minutes of either eating the wrong food or being stung by an insect. So without these devices, which you carry with you all the time, you are at risk for literally dying.
This is USA Radio News.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers' rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM.
Iran has had different reactions to the president's decision to withdraw from the nuclear deal. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
Hardliners in Iran's parliament haven't liked the deal for different reasons than why President Trump has pulled the U.S. out of it. At that news, they burned a paper U.S. flag and chanted death to America. However, the president of Iran, Hassan Rouhani, sees it differently, saying through a translator here, just because the U.S. is out doesn't mean the deal has to crumble.
I've asked the foreign ministry to negotiate with European countries and with China and Russia in the next few weeks. If at the end of this short period we conclude that we can fully benefit from the JCPOA, the deal would remain.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Senate Democrats and a single Republican moved to force a vote to restore net neutrality protections. A group of senators, led by Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer and Senator Edward Markley, filed a discharge petition necessary to trigger a vote to overrule the Federal Communication Commission's decision to revoke the Obama-era protections. Schumer and other senators argue if the protections were to be repealed, consumers would be forced into paying inflated premiums for Internet access. Senator John Thune described the 2015 net neutrality rules as outdated and called on Democrats to negotiate bipartisan legislation. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.